There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with David, who's got a perfectly nice kid who's 21 years old, who's never really been a scholar. He was in school, and David basically has the rule. How many kids do you have, David?
Two, son and a daughter. My daughter is 19.
Okay, and she's probably a great student and very independent and yada yada.
Yes.
Inevitable. Okay, so he's got a situation where he's saying to his son, "You got to be if you want to be basically subsidized, which is living at home, you need to be in school, and you can do a combination of part-time school and part-time work, but you got to be in school in order to be subsidized." So, David's son, doing exactly what you would expect a 21-year-old to do, just sort of finesse the whole thing. David found out quite inadvertently that his son was not enrolled in school, and David's son, let's call him Sean, so you don't have to actually out his name, that Sean said, "Dad, look, I want to work on my own business, so instead of working 40 hours a week, how about if I work 32? And David said, "Well, okay, but you owe me $300 a month rent." So, but he's not working 32 hours, but did he pay, when's the first month you charged him $300 rent? This month?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did he come up with a rent?
No, actually, he's paying $168.
That's right, I'm sorry.
If you're working full time, I charge him $300.
All right, so 160. Did he pay the rent?
Yes, he did.
If you had to guess that within, I don't think it should be your issue. Here's what I would say to your son. I don't want to become the time police. I'm not going to be a human time clock. So here's the deal. For the next 6 months, I'm willing to partially subsidize your rent. You go and find a place that you think you can afford. Now you're already paying $160. If I were going to charge you a serious rent, it would be $300. So you go and you write a proposal. You go and find a place, and I'll subsidize you. But because it's not going to work for him to live at home, David. It's just not going to work. And because what he's thinking is, I'm going to work at home to save money.
Right.
What you're thinking he's doing is, I'm giving him some time to find himself so he's launched into adulthood.
Right.
They're really not compatible. And especially what we know of him, that he's putting together a business, but what he really wants to do is be a rock star, which is fine. There's nothing wrong at 21 with wanting to be a rock star, but asking your father to subsidize it, especially inadvertently, is not quite kosher. So what will work better is
unless he's going to let me play the drums in the band, but that's a whole other story.
Well, you know, listen, maybe you can negotiate that. The negotiations are always possible. And who gets the leather fringe jacket is the real question.
Yeah, right.
All right, so here's the deal. What I would say to him is, and you can go and get an idea, I wouldn't do the work for him, about what, on Craigslist or something, what sharing an apartment with three other greasy fellas, and for probably like around, I would guess, just picking a number out, probably for around $200 to $250, he could find some roommates someplace that on a monthly basis.
Right.
Which means
right.
At this moment, what I would do is say to him, I will subsidize you for the next 3 months at the rate of $200, $250. I mean, $200 is obviously not going to be much, but $250 means that he's paying $160, you're paying $90. After 6 months, I will subsidize half of that, So if you're, let's assume at this moment that he can find some roommates where he's contributing $250. Okay, he already has to come up with the $160. You'll come up with $90. You will not give him the $90. You will send it into the, right? You know, maybe you do. Maybe just put it into his bank account, because the idea is that we're really trying to create a halfway house, literally, because the longer he stays at home, the more he's going to be tempted to basically to lie to you, because it's not costing him anything. And that's, it puts you in a position where sooner or later you're probably going to have to toss him out, which is going to strain the two of you. In the meantime, he will have lied to you, which is going to make you furious with him. That if he gets away with it, you're teaching him to be sneaky. He's probably not saving his money at all. So
no, he's not.
You're putting him in a situation where he's going to fail. And now he's going to fail, but he's going to be mad at you. And those are situations where people make really bad decisions. So let's not do that. Because we know, we can see it. We know exactly what's going to happen. So what we're going to do is we're going to get rid of that scenario. And we're going to say to him, okay, find a place, and you can do a little bit of research so you know that he's being realistic or not. I would not find the place for him. I would let him find the place. And all of us at some point lived in probably a much dingier situation than our parents had, because our parents had 20 years or 25 years to get their act together, and we're just getting our act together. And one of the things about just getting your act together is you don't have as much jingle in your jeans, so you can't afford the trips or the car or the internet, the fancy internet or the new phone or a fancy apartment that you start out sharing with a bunch of people who were in the same situation you're in. So what I would do is check around just to see, and you can check on Craigslist, or you can go on Street Easy and find out what apartments cost or whatever. I mean, just so you have an idea. Then he gets to find an apartment, and I would let him, since he's already paid this month's rent, so he's got 3 weeks, basically 3.5 weeks, to find a place, and that you will subsidize him up to a certain amount, and you don't actually have to mention the amount now, for 6 months or 3 months or whatever. After that it goes down. Let's say that you're subsidizing him to the extent of $90, okay, a month, which probably means you're still winning because you're not paying for all of his food.
Right, because, right.
Yeah, trust me on this. So that what you're then saying is that for the next 6 months after that, I'll give you $45 a month. And then after that, at the end of the year, whatever, it goes down to nothing. So you're giving him a sunset clause. Dad's not going to support him forever. And then you let him figure out what to do about being a rock star or starting his own business or working at Piggly Wiggly or whatever it is, because he's got to pay the rent. And you can negotiate with your dad. You can negotiate with most landlords that they will say,
right,
no rent, you're toast. And that's how you learn that maybe you have to practice your band on weekends, and during the week you have to get two crappy jobs to pay the rent. And that's what all of us learned. He's not going to learn it when he's at home, because he will finesse. He will just say, gee, Dad, I don't have the rent this month. And then you're going to have to end up either rolling over and playing dead, at which point, wow, won that one, because he's already 2 months ahead. He's already what were we talking about, 50, 60. So he's already $100 ahead for 2 months. So he's $200 ahead because he lied to you about school. You don't want to set that up, because either you're going to have to be the doormat, or you're going to have to toss him out with no preparation, no net. So what you can say, if you want to motivate him, because he's going to say, well, I'll get around to it, is to say to him, if by the end of the month you found a place that's within your budget more or less, I'll subsidize you. If you don't, you're still out by the end of the month, and I won't subsidize you. And he'll say, well, what am I going to do? And you say, what every other kid does. You go and sleep on your friend's couch, or you get another job, or whatever. I assume that this kid has no mental health issues that we need to look at.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, good. Because sooner or later you're going to have to do this. And if you're going to have to do it sooner or later, you might as well do it sooner, with less Sturm und Drang and less aggravation and less estrangement. Because he's going to make you the bad guy, and you're not the bad guy, but you don't want to make it easier for him to do what you don't want him to do, which is nothing.
All right. Right.
And it may motivate him to go back to school. And if he decides the school thing, what I would say is you enroll and show me your first semester's grades, and then you can come back and live at home. Don't do it otherwise, because we know what's going to happen. Let me put you on hold. If you need to talk some more about this, put you on hold, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Donna, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there. I have a daughter, and she has some mental health issues, and I just don't really know how to help her. She's 29, and she's going to some counseling and getting some medication, but she's not doing well, and I like she's not functioning really.
Does she live with you?
No, she helps an elderly family member and stays there. And
good.
It's a little bit for that, but not much. And
What are her mental health issues?
They have said that she is bipolar. And
how long is you said she's on medication? How long has she been on medication?
Oh, about 4 months, maybe.
And who is she seeing a therapist?
Yeah, she sees a therapist, and then there's he's a psychiatrist that gives the money, medicine.
How often does she see the therapist?
About once a month.
Well, she probably needs to be seeing the therapist more often than that if there's some ongoing issues, and it sounds like they are. That once a month is basically maintenance, so you check somebody's blood level maybe, but that if she's only been on medication for 4 months, she should be seeing a therapist at least once a week.
Oh, okay. They're super busy. We don't have any money, and so they kind of, they call it a safety net in our state where they...
Okay.
And I don't know. He's really backed up, so I don't know.
Well, but I think that but I think saying that she needs to make the argument that says, look, it makes no sense to add a Band-Aid here. I mean, I need more help than once a month is going to do. As you know, you don't ask, you don't get. I would certainly make more of a fuss than she's making.
Not making a fuss. I am. I have to go with her, and I have to. I'm having to do a lot of it for her. She's like, well, I'll go if you'll do this. But she's really scared of everything and very. She's kind of depressed right now.
Well, I mean, she obviously needs more than a once a month kind of situation. I mean, if you're telling me that at 29 she can't go to a therapist by herself, this is the kid who needs more help. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and I think the therapist, I don't know. I think she's like on her best foot forward when she gets there, and I don't even know if he realizes that she is doing as bad as she does. Because she'll be great 1 week, and then the next week she's like just bottomed out, you know. And I think
what happens when she bottoms out? What does her behavior look like?
She sleeps all day and is up all night, and when I try to talk to her, she just has no patience with me at all. She just loses her temper. More with me than probably anyone else.
Well, that, to be quite honest, I'd view that as the least relevant of all the symptoms, to be quite honest, just because, you know, everybody takes it out on their mom, right? So
yeah.
I don't think I'd worry about that. The fact that she stays up all night and is anxious is probably more worrisome. And the fact that she can't go to the therapist by herself, I mean, it may be that she needs some inpatient care for right now. It may be that short of, and she may be a great candidate for example for group therapy, which is not my favorite thing to do, but it especially in a situation like this, but it may be an alternative. It's certainly a better alternative than no therapy at all.
Right. Okay. Well, maybe I can talk to him over there and we can see what we can do.
Well, and I think she needs to be more of a partner in her own therapy, because the more you do for her, the less she's going to do for herself.
That's what her sister said.
And I mean, the whole point is that she needs to be more self-reliant, and certainly exactly as you say, you hear me all the time say, okay, you can't really, you can't do tough love. And the good news is she's not sitting, you know, she's not living in your house, which is a good thing. Because then at some point, you know, she needs to be out. And And the idea being that if she's at least living someplace else, she has a little bit of privacy, and that's a good thing.
Well, the relative she's living with is got dementia. So
is what?
Has dementia and kind of follows her around in the little tiny place.
Well, that's okay. She's still more self-reliant than she'd be if she was with you.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. I guess.
Yeah, it is. So, I mean, it's not the best of all worlds, but it could certainly be much worse. She needs, look, there are a couple of things that needs to have happen. She needs to be seen more frequently. She needs to be moving toward, I'm not sure that the diagnosis is actually right. I mean, where do we see the bipolarity? Tell me what you see as the bipolarity.
Well, she had always had ADD, and I was surprised when they said this, but because she got panic attacks and she can't seem to function, you know, and she, I don't know what else. They talked to her, and that's what they came up with.
Who's they?
The therapist and the psychiatrist.
Well, I mean, it certainly sounds
that names for that, you know, and the medicine did.
Well, it sounds to me she more has anxiety disorder than she has bipolarity. Bipolarity means that she's just exhilarated, and she has all this energy, and she stays up all the time, and she's having such a great time, and she's discovered the secrets of the universe on one day, and then 2 days later, for no discernible reason, she's nearly suicidal. She, you know, the world is a terrible place. Nobody loves her. No matter what she does, it doesn't work. She's sleeping all the time. That isn't what sounds like your daughter. And if she's on the wrong medication,
that actually she could fit into that.
Well, but that isn't what you told me. What you told me is that she's anxious. And, I mean, look, bipolarity means that you go from it used to be called manic depression, which is probably a better term because it gives you the idea of what the behaviors look like. So on one hand, incredibly depressed and all the symptoms and the earmarks of depression. On the other hand, delusional, so excited, so much fun, everything is wonderful, she's in love. And, I mean, and that doesn't sound like she has the manic component at all. It sounds like she has anxiety. But mania isn't really characterized by anxiety.
Okay.
I think we need a better diagnosis.
I wondered about the fellow that diagnosed her. I wasn't so thrilled with him.
Yeah, well, it sounds to me that I think he missed the diagnosis. And of course, if you've got, it's kind of like if you're treating somebody for a stomach upset, what they have is a headache. The headache's not going to get any better. All right. So number one, I think we need a better diagnosis. Number two, she needs to be seen on at least a weekly basis. Number three, some group therapy may help, just because it'll get her out of her shell a little bit more. All right, put you on hold. If we need to talk more, stay on hold. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's a limited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harris Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
All righty, let's tell you all everything that you need to know about theater. Let me tell you the theater that I saw, because I actually saw a fair amount last week, and there's more and more coming. Let's see, all of these, yes, all of them were off-Broadway. which is not necessarily a bad thing. And as those of you who know anything about theater know, that Off-Broadway refers to several issues. It refers to not only location, but it also refers to, for example, there are some Off-Broadways that are actually on Broadway. So it has less to do with location and more to do with the number of seats and what the union rules are and all sorts of things like that. So, all right, so these are all four are Off-Broadway. Let me start, so I end up with a positive. I'll start with the one that I like the least, to be quite honest. Although two of them are in the same location, but there are a bunch of theaters there. This is on Theater Row. It's on 42nd Street. It's called Delirium's Daughters. Four suitors, three daughters, what's a father to do? It's set in the 18th century, 1700s. And if you love French Restoration, even though it's set in Italy, French Restoration comedy, then this may appeal to you. I find it a bit twee. For example, the people's name, as I said, three daughters, four suitors. One of the suitors' name is Cereal, like he's serious. One is Pomposo, because he's pompous. One is Timidio, guess what his problem is. All right. So the idea being that, and Delirio would be of the book, right? If this is if you're just giggling yourself silly, that you're going to love, then you're going to love this. If not, perhaps pass on it. Not my thing. Second is something that is also in the same theater space. It's Abundance by Beth Henley. And Beth Henley has made a really very active career out of writing for small off-Broadway theaters and regional theaters, and has done very well in this. Abundance is a play that was written a number of years ago and has been sort of revived on Theater Row. It has a very good cast. The story is that you've got two women. This was the thing that I read to you on Monday about the fact that that mail order brides were kind of in the 1800s were their version of Match.com, where that you know will help you find love. This has two women. This was the play was first done in 1980, and which is, my goodness, 35 years ago already. It focuses on two women who meet in a train station waiting to be picked up as mail order brides, and one is kind of perky and looking for an adventure. She talks about shooting elephants, and the other is much more subdued and just wants, you know, a nice guy. So as fate would have it, the one who just wants a nice guy ends up with a very attractive... It turns out that her betrothed has actually been killed in an accident, and his younger brother comes to claim her as his own. And he is attractive, but mean. And the other woman, who is looking for adventure and just hopes that she won't find her beau repulsive, ends up with a very nice guy who's lost an eye in an accident, and for one of their Christmases together gives her a glass eye so he feels that he will be more attractive to her. So we've got certainly people who are mismatched, and makes you believe that being a woman in the Wild Frontier was not a very good idea. It was in the 1860s was not very profitable to your mental health. The story is how the couples interact and what happens to them, and it turns out a lot of this was based on factual information that one of the women actually gets kidnapped by savages, and which is also a historical fact, and what happens as a result of that. I can appreciate this without really liking it very much. I mean, just, I mean, I think it's drawn in such broad strokes, it's hard to identify with any of the characters as much as a situation. It seems more a political statement than anything else. I gave it 3 stars. Okay, moving right along. Clifford Odets, and obviously Clifford Odets is a very talented playwright who's done all sorts of incredible plays. I think he won a Pulitzer at one point. He wrote Waiting for Lefty, Golden Boy, which was revived last year, a couple of years ago. It was great. Awaken Sing. So he's written a whole lot of very, very successful and meaningful works. He did Sweet Smell of Success. Said he was working on a musical version of Golden Boy, and this is a play that's a bit dated, to be quite honest. It was written in 1938, and the notes suggest that it was a time that was very similar to today. The economy was still crippled, that the Munich Pact failed to appease Hitler, Czechoslovakia fell, Kristallnacht launched the final solution against Europe's Jews, Franco was decimating Spain, and it turns out that his wife had actually filed for divorce. So he was not in a really cheery frame of mind. This is set in 1938 with a dentist who has a wife who seems to be a little bit overbearing, a colleague who owes him rent, a couple people in the building who are either a little oily or a little... They're kind of the Greek chorus in this. And, of course, in walks... Oh, he also has a father-in-law that he likes that his wife does not like. She's estranged from her father, but Ben likes his father-in-law, who's kind of... So the three of them are kind of the Greek chorus. And, of course, then we have a pretty receptionist who comes in. And this is a very long play. It's actually done in 3 acts. And let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 scenes. So it's a long play, and certainly the final act, Act 3, is wonderful. And most of the first act and the second act really could have been completely either telescoped or completely forgotten, and the play would have been much better. The last act, about how you make decisions and why you make decisions and what the ramifications of the decisions are and how you can get paralyzed by inactivity, are really fascinating. The acting is uniformly good, but it was too long and could have done just as easily by seriously truncating the first couple of acts. Pick of the Week, which is just really wonderful, is John and Jen, which is a musical at the Keene Theater, which, believe it or not, is in exactly the same building. So I could have just taken up residence there. It's set from 1952 to 1990 in America, and the story is that Kate Baldwin plays a big sister to Connor Ryan, and we go through how she tries to take care of him. They have somewhat of an overbearing father. This is a two-person musical. Everything is musical. They work beautifully together. Both have wonderful voices. Connor is a 23-year-old kid who's 6 months out of school and is wonderful. He looks kind of like a scrawny Matthew McConaughey, but this is really terrific theater. Excuse me, I'm about to cough. It's the idea of a 23-year-old being this good, I suppose. The first act, it was originally done as a 90-minute show and should have stayed that way. They now do it as a 100-and-something-minute show with a 15-minute intermission. You don't need the intermission. You get the audience isn't stupid and would pick up the fact that we're talking about a different situation. In the first act, Kate is big sister who goes away to college, and given the fact of where it's set, is you can kind of figure out what's going to happen. I'm not going to tell you, but you can kind of figure out if you give any thought to it. The second act is when Kate has a child of her own that she names the same as her brother. So it's John and Jen. It's really terrific theater. It's thought-provoking and helps us deal with what happens, what's left over from our childhood, the things that haunt us, how we can inflict with the most innocent of all attempts, awfulness on people that we love. I mean, it's really terrific theater. It's funny, it's affecting, it's charming, it's beautifully done, beautifully acted. This is really 5-star theater. And I know you think that you're not going to like and this is the musical for people who hate musicals, all right? So, John and Jen, no question, pick of the week, 855-99-DR-JOY. More information at drjoy.com. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Well, you know, we haven't done for a while. That would be an email.
Very true.
Should we do one?
Let's do
I mean,
one.
I, you know, are you willing to
go?
There you go. Good.
This is an email from Cheryl. Cheryl says, Dr. Joy, please help me. I'm a mother, and I'm dealing with my 24-year-old son who fell in love in high school and had a daughter with his high school sweetheart. Then the sweetheart pushed him away to move in with her boyfriend of the last 4 years. My son didn't have a girlfriend and was heartbroken during those 4 years. Then, 6 months ago, he moved out of our home to rent a house with a girl from his job. Meanwhile, he's planning to get back together with the high school sweetheart after the lease is up. Now,
a little tacky, honey. All right, keep going.
Now, this new girl is pregnant. I love my granddaughter and have always prayed her mother and father would get back together, and that was slowly starting to happen, and now this bombshell. I'm happy and sad at the same time. My husband is devastated. How can we give advice if asked for it?
Well, I don't think first of all, he's not going to ask you advice, but I think you can offer the advice, which is condoms. I mean, he's a walking penis. That... It's one thing, if they haven't been together for 4 years, I assume that the child is 4 years old. He doesn't seem to be in the marrying mood, which is neither here nor there. But, I mean, having sort of indiscriminate sex without using a condom is ridiculous. It's also really tacky to live with a woman, obviously they're having sex, in that I assume she's pregnant by him. So... he's having sex and living with one woman, with planning at the first possible junction to get back with another woman. That's really tacky. So I think it's really important to say to him, even without, he's not going to ask your advice. What's he going to say, Mom, what should I do? I mean, what else can he do that he's going to have to support both sets of children? But suggest to him that you can't use women like Kleenexes, number one. And number two, the use of condom. Having sex with people is one thing. Having children that are not planned for, and he has no... you haven't mentioned whether he has a job. I mean, obviously, he has enough money to rent a house. But this is an irresponsible kid, and I think it's time to... I'm not sure why your husband is heartbroken. I think the two of you need to sit your son down and say, we didn't raise you to treat women this way or to treat sex this way. Or to treat children this way. I mean, he's really irresponsible. And I would offer that, even though he's not going to be happy to hear you say it. But obviously, somewhere along the line, he had the idea or wasn't disabused of the notion that he should be able to go around and impregnate anybody he wants under any circumstances at any time and not deal with the consequences of it. You haven't mentioned whether he's a good father to his existing daughter, whether he pays child support, whether he sees her. I mean, this is a mess. This is a sloppy kid. And you guys were the one who raised him. So I think it's appropriate. He's not going to ask your advice. But sitting him down and saying, we love you, but what are you doing here? How can you be this irresponsible that you're bringing another child into the world with a woman that apparently you have no long-term interest in? You're living with one woman while wanting to get back with another woman. I mean, this is not how nice human beings act. And I think I would offer that to him, whether he asks your opinion or not, because he's not going to ask your opinion. He's not going to be happy to hear you say it. But somebody should have said it to him years ago. And what I would do is take a bunch of condoms with me when we have this little sit-down and come to the mountaintop meeting, because this is just ridiculous. I mean, it's just really a terrible way to treat somebody. All righty. 855-99-DR-JOY. I mean, listen, folks, you know, we're very used to talking with our daughters about birth control because, women are the ones who get pregnant. But the days of men being able to walk away from these situations have come and gone, and they never should have been there. I mean, the idea of a guy saying, well, whose is it? You know, it's not mine, have come and gone. DNA is a real phenomenon, and it's not inexpensive, but it's no longer prohibitively expensive. So getting a DNA test is not particularly difficult anymore. Men are not going to be able to walk away from this. They never should have been able to, and decent human beings don't do this. But And I'm not even suggesting that everybody go around being celibate, because that's, among other things, unrealistic. But if you're not prepared to stay with a partner, you're not prepared to take care of a child for the rest of their life, the rest of your life, certainly, then use protection. And don't assume that she's going to use it. Get yourself some condoms and use them every time. And not the idea of, and if you dare say to me, it's like taking a shower with your raincoat on or like kissing your sister, I will just absolutely make all of your toenails and grow. You're not going to ever be able to get away with that. Take some responsibility. You're talking about human lives. You're not talking about something frivolous or something disposable. You're talking about real situations with real people, and this is not an okay way for human beings to act. And it has to come from the parents to begin with. We need to give our children the information and the morality. They may adopt different stances, and they may decide to do different things. But certainly, being sexually responsible means that we don't impregnate somebody unless both parties think that that's a good idea, that we essentially don't do it until both parties are committed to one another, that we don't give other people sexually transmitted diseases. I mean, if he's going around obviously not wearing a condom, God knows what else he's sharing with his partners or what they're sharing with him. I mean, this is just not acceptable behavior. So to be upset about this, I think you guys are upset for the wrong thing, the wrong reasons, in that your son is acting like a jerk. And that I think it's one of the, he's not going to say, Mom, do you think this is okay? Or what do you think I should do? So I think it's important to say, I'm your mother, and you're not going to be very happy with what I'm going to tell you, but this is an issue. And you need, here's some condoms. You need to use them every time, that you don't stay with one woman while you're preparing to get with another one, that this is not a subway car or a video that you rent. This is another human being, and you don't have sex with people without using some protection, and you don't impregnate somebody unless both of you are committed to each other and wanting to have a child. This is really an awful way to behave. Not only, and not only is it awful and immoral, but it's expensive. He's now got, he's 24 years old. He's got at least two children to support. He very likely may have two households to support. I have no idea what kind of job he has or what kind of prospects he has or whether or not he's graduated high school or has any career possibilities. But in his personal life, this is just really an unacceptable way to behave. And you need to tell him that. And you need to tell him that face-to-face, because if you tell him on the phone, he's going to hang up on you. And you can certainly, I would certainly not make it any less adamant than I'm making it. You can probably code it with a little bit more, I love you, and I've always been proud of you, or whatever you want to say. But the message needs to get across that this is not okay. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.